interview the three Larson sisters, Olson, I'm sorry. Maybe before we started, if we could just go around and you could give your names and when and where you were born.
Okay, well, shall we start with Myrtle?
Start with just Myrtle. Keep it in order, yeah.
Okay, my name is Myrtle Olson. You want the year I was born? March 5th, 1926, in Kodiak.
Okay.
To Ole E. Olson and Laura Larson.
Okay, I'm Martha Randolph, daughter of Laura Larson and Ole Olson. I was born in Kodiak August 12th,
1933. Oh, and I'm Lila Ruth, the fifth of five daughters born to Ole Olson and Laura Larson, February 11th, 1940.
And who, you're the fifth, so who
That's
is...
It.
I'm number four.
I'm the second.
Laurabelle is number three. Laurabelle was born June 19th. 1928, or
right.
Was it June 18th?
No,
1928. Marie is the firstborn. She was born on October 24th, 1924?
23.
23. And we were all born in Kodiak, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, were you raised in Kodiak then, or...
From what I understand, Mom and Daddy lived on Antoine Larson Island, I guess, for quite some time, as well as...
After they were married.
And then they also...
They moved to Kodiak 2 months before I was born.
Oh, is that when they moved?
Yeah. Yes, and I was born in Kodiak. Marie was born in Kodiak, but she was raised on the island. And then 2 months before I was born... And we were in Kodiak for just a few months, and then we went on over to Long Island to take care of a fox farm Daddy did for Carl Armstrong, the old man.
Mm-hmm.
Old man who?
Armstrong.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Did you turn the volume all the way down?
On
the radio?
No.
It must have been bumped by...
Well, because him and I were talking, and then all of a sudden you couldn't...
Huh?
We're interviewing.
So, you're related to the original Anton Larson, though, right?
He was our grandfather.
Yeah.
My mother's dad. Our mother's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 6 years old when he died. I remember him.
And Anton was married to our grandma, Laura, Olga Nomoff. From a fog bank.
She was his second wife.
Yeah. And Grandma, from what I understand, left Grandpa after the earthquake, sometime after the... After the Katmai eruption. Mm-hmm. Because I could remember Mom telling us about... When Katmai erupted, and she was on the island then.
Seven years old.
Just a little girl. Yeah.
And Anton was on his, probably in California, or he was working, he wasn't home then.
Yeah.
And that's when they split up, they got a divorce then.
So what do you remember about Anton?
Do I?
Yeah.
He smelled like gasoline. He had a power boat, And he was a happy man. He used to sit in a rocking chair and hold us girls, Marie and I, who were built. These the two. Martha was born the same year he died. And so he had a real joke. He was happy. And him and his brother Martin Larson, that was over in Falmac. They were brothers from Norway. And I went over, my mother went over just before school started. I was 6 years old, going to start the first grade. And we went over on a Kadiak boat. This Mom, Marie, Larville, and I. And he had it was the month of August. He had all his gardens growing good. His poppies were high, big poppies, and he had strawberries. Back when we went to town, my mother had a big dish pan full of strawberries to make jam. He had a helper there by the name of Pat Hughes, the young boy that helped him. And Grandpa was he must have been close to 70 years old. So we were there. Mom took pictures. He still had cows. And the house had a picket fence around it. I don't remember too much, but what I remember, it was nice. It was summertime. And then he took us back to Kodiak in his power boat. And there was a bunch of whales. So I guess whales come around in August. We called them whale killers. We went around, using them. And our dad was working for Old Craft and Sundin, and there was not many cars in Kodiak then, maybe three trucks or old Fords. Daddy was there to meet us down by the Hinton's house and waiting for us to come ashore. And that was in August. And next January, Grandpa died. That was 1933, the next year. For 6 years old, that's what I remember.
So did you visit a Fognak as
no,
children?
No, then, our mother was sick a lot. I'd go to Seward, and Daddy had to work. He had to get women to take care of us, and we just never went anywhere. We didn't have a boat, so we never came to Fognak. And my mother said she didn't see her mother after they divorced when she was 7 years old until after I was born. So that's many years. So she didn't really, growing up, she didn't see much of her mother. So I didn't, But Auntie Martha now, Martha Larson, our mother's sister, she came to Fognak, and she was around Olga, our grandmother. But then after the plane started coming into Kodiak, then we got to know her real good.
Mm-hmm.
She's a darling little lady.
Well, I can remember even before planes, Myrtle, when Grandma would come in at the end of fishing season with the sacks of potatoes and the sacks of rutabagas and the sacks of
carrots.
And, that was what she raised in her garden. Then she always brought, and she would bring all of her kids.
Well, Louis Larson, only met him once. And we were sitting there at our kitchen table, the lamp over our head, up above the table. And I didn't know him. He was her husband in her last batch, her second family. And I remember him bringing us a sack of rutabagas. But I don't remember the others.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I do.
I think you were gone then.
You might have been gone then.
Yeah.
Because she used to come in every year.
Yeah, that was in the 40s then, because I left home in 44.
Yeah.
There was a lot of hard feelings because of the divorce.
Yeah.
And Grandpa told, my mother had a lot of, I think, resentment because she never saw her mother. And, she probably wondered. And her father told, Anton told her that after the grandchildren started incoming, then she would see her mother again. And she had to make peace with the fact that, that she had never seen much of her mother. And she told me about one of the elder women told her, "You can't buy a mother." you need to forgive and just, you know, make peace with that. And she accepted that. And then Grandma started coming after Myrtle was born. And,
well, when her daughter Laura came to Koryak to get married, came to the house. They did come down the house, but Singapore else came by boat,
yeah,
that I remember.
Yeah, oh,
those
yeah,
important
they came by
things.
Boat.
And Set, he was born with a hare lip, and he went down on a government boat. I think we had a lot of government boats then. He went to Seattle. So, but we were close to the other Larson family. That was Martin Larson's family. That was Anton's brother, Martin Larson. And they came to visit us a lot because he was our mother's uncle. And they stayed a lot of times. They stayed with us. So we had two families here in the Fault Neck.
Mm-hmm. I think we saw more of Grandma than
yeah.
you did.
Yeah.
Because she used to come into Camp Kodiak, oh, maybe twice a year. She'd always come in the fall. And she was very colorful. She was very short, under 5 feet tall. And she always wore a fur coat and a long dress. Long fur coat, long dress. Always wore a hat.
You could hear her before
and
you
very
see
loud.
Her.
She saw you on the other side of the street, she'd holler at the top of her voice. And come over and give you a big hug and a kiss.
Oh gosh, it was embarrassing. You know, kids tease you.
I was only gone for a year, but she came around quite a bit then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, she went down to Seattle to live for a while with Tootsie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So your grandmother was Oganoma?
Oganoma.
Yeah. Okay.
And her mother was a Nekrasov. And I think
after Kia.
Yeah. She was born here in Katani. This is where Grandma Olga was born. And she had a sister, Sarah, and a brother, Pete Noma. He lived in Karluk. And brother Mike, he's still living. He's in the Sitka Pioneer Home. And he knows. He's got a good mind. If you visit him, he could tell you a lot.
Is he in Sitka now?
Yes, I had heard
that he was in a...
He had a stroke.
Moved to a home down in Bremerton, Washington.
No, no, no,
that's Pete's son. He's crippled. He was shot in the...
That's a different Mike.
That's
maybe.
His nephew.
Yeah.
Nephew.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is his nephew. But Mike,
Uncle Mike.
Yeah, he must be close to 90 years old now.
Grandma's brother.
But young Mike, they called him up. He worked with the radios and that. He lives in Seattle somewhere around
there. He's moved from that last address.
I know.
I wrote him and it was sent back. I wanted to let you know that we went, Mom took me and one of her granddaughters over to visit Grandma. It must have been around 1950. Eddie was still alive. I don't remember when Eddie died. Do you?
He babysat for me. This is why Ollie was born 1952.
Uh-huh.
So before he went to Seattle, he had a heart attack in Seattle.
What year would he have been?
It had to be in the early 50s.
Yeah, it was.
Because he never came back.
Yeah, it seemed like it was around 1950-ish. But anyway, it was my only trip to a fog net. And Eddie brought us on his fishing boat. And I remember the trip over because it was the water was like glass, but it was big ground swells. It was a beautiful day. Anyway, we came in and came in the beach, you know, right in front of Grandma's, you know, the store was on the left, I think. And then you walked up the trail, and Grandma's house was behind the little lake. Mrs. Chichinov's house was on the right. And there were cows, you know, out front. And we visited. I slept in Grandma's feather bed. For the only time I've ever been in a feather bed. And you got up on the bed, and you just kind of, like, sunk down, you know, deep. But anyway, we spent a few days there, and I was quite little, so, you know, I don't remember a lot of details, but Mom's granddaughter, Laurel, was with us, too, and she was quite young. She must have been about I don't know, five or so, six maybe. And then I remember walking down to Allentown. You know, I knew we passed Mrs. Chichinoff's house, and we walked quite a ways, you know, to get to Allentown, because Grandma wanted to show us, and walked back. I don't remember much. I can kind of remember a little bit about how the house looked, and I'm dying to get over there and look, you know, and see the house. And, you know, it's in the lake now, but it's still standing. It was just a real pleasant visit. And I think Mom told me she made one other trip over there, you know, alone. I didn't go with her, but those are the only two trips that I'm aware of that Mom made to her Fognak to see her mom.
That must have been in 1952.
When we went over the boat?
Either 52 or 53, wasn't home.
Well, Eddie was alive because he took us on his fishing boat.
Yeah.
So it was... I think it was around 50, 1950 or so.
Would have been 50, probably before Oldie was born.
I don't know. But anyway, it was really nice. It was summertime, you know, it was just a great visit.
I remember her mother. We called her Baba. She was Noma.
Evdokia.
I wasn't even going to school. I remember Marie and Mary. Marie, look, I was playing paper dolls with Mary Frost, Tommy Frost's wife, Mary, she was Mary Myers then, she's a little girl, and her mother was a Sundberg, and which meant they were related, Sundberg married a Necrosa, and we came down the steps and we were shy, because we were playing paper dolls upstairs, and we called her Baba, and they were sitting down there drinking tea. So I do have a memory. Just that's all I remember her. Of her.
Mary called her
back. She died on her way rowing somewhere.
Yeah, she was rowing a skiff. Yeah. I have quite a bit of information here.
I just know what they told me in the last few years. I don't remember it then.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a few pictures there. I will show you. I brought them with me.
Ah.
Would you like me to go get them now?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought yours. I was afraid to bring mine because I didn't know if they'd get damaged or wet.
I'm not afraid. I'm
here.
Had you ever visited the Fognak, Martha?
No, not while Grandma was alive. No, the first time I was over at Fognak was actually 3 years ago. I mean, you know, where the village site is.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to on other parts of a Fognak, but was never ever in the village until then. So, although I wanted to go, but just never ever got there. And then, of course, once Grandma died, you know, then everything was relocated to Port Lyons before, you know, after the earthquake, so.
Well, she was still here?
Grandma was alive during the earthquake, yeah. She, she came in town, I guess. She lost her youngest son. We called him Sut Larson. He was one of the victims of the tidal wave. He was going back to a Fognak from Kodiak, and he had a boat. He was running. His boat was named the Spruce Cape, and he evidently didn't get around Spruce Cape because his body was found there, as well as, you know, the name of the boat.
This is their great grandmother,
Evdokia,
and this is Mr. Nomov, Paul Nomov. Don't know these names.
It's in the Barabara.
That's a Barabara in the background, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hmm. When is this taken? Yeah?
I don't know. Rudy Sundberg gave my mother this print.
That was taken at 7 Mile Beach.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
when they were mining gold.
Mom put that there. I don't know for sure.
That's what she said. She said when they were mining at 7 Mile Beach.
Maybe. And this is her with holding my mother.
That's
she married
Grandma.
Olga.
Yeah.
She married Antone. And this is his children by his first marriage. She drowned Sarah. And this is Johnny. He just died a few years ago. Oh, I'm out of breath. And this is Grandma now.
That's Grandma.
She moved to Port Lyons after the earthquake. And She looks like her mother. This mom and her sister, Laura. They both had the same name, Laura Larson.
Well,
this
way
is
mom,
by her second husband. Yeah.
The way mom tells it, that grandma said after she left grandpa, and she married Louis Larson, that she was going to have another Laura, and in other words, she had another family of children with the same first name.
But wasn't that
as her marriage to grandpa. Anton.
See, Anton's sister's name was Laura, and her Russian name was, our mother's Russian name was Mara. Louis Larson's sister's name was Laura. So they named her Laura, but they called her Russian name was Larissa. They went by their Russian names.
Hmm.
But she was, 16 or something like that, 15, 16 when she married Anton. I don't know how old he was. He was pretty old. She said she was like, she was playing with dolls when she married him.
Well, that was in the days when, you know, that was back in the days when marriages were arranged.
I think her folks got a cow for her.
That's what, yeah, somewhere in the notes here, it said, sounded like there was some bartering that went on here. But traded her to Anton for a cow.
Yeah.
She was only 12 or 15 years old. I think she was 6. Was she? She was 12 or 15.
Our mother was born 1905. She was born 1888,
according to the
there. Well, you get a different date every time you look at records. It says something different. Now, the church records say 1887.
Okay.
So, you know.
So when?
And somebody told me that she didn't really know when she was born, for sure.
Yeah. How about your grandmother? When did she die? She lived in Port Lance.
Yeah, she moved died, to Anchorage she, in the and home.
She
care.
Died in, yeah, she was in...
She died on the 23rd of September, 1974. She was in the carriage home.
Yeah.
Carriage house in Anchorage.
I was with my computer trying to do something.
That was her date
right
of death.
There. September 1974.
September 23rd.
I didn't have the date.
Yeah, put the date down.
What is it?
September 23rd.
Oh.
When I was little, I was always interested in genealogy. And so Grandma came to our house. It was one of the times, like in the fall. I was young and I didn't really know how to do a real interview. I didn't put the date. But I asked her some questions. And she said, this is, let me put it in the right order and I'll tell you what she told me.
Okay.
Well, let's see, these are, grandfather, let me put them in order here. And then I have an interview from Sarah here. Auntie Sarah. Oh, there's another page. Mrs. Olga Larson, maiden name Olga Nomov, born at Katania, Bognek Island, July 24th, 1889. Mother was Nora Evdokia Nekrasov. It was Evdokia Nekrasov, but that was what they called her, was Nora. And her dad was Paul Nomov. And I asked her about her father, and she said Paul Nomov was 100% Russian, born on the China Sea on a cargo ship, coming back from China where his mom and dad and family were picking tea. coming back to California. He went to Russian high school in Sitka and was made a second priest in the Russian Orthodox Church. He could read and write 12 languages. He went to school in California to the ninth grade and then to Alaska, around the vicinity of Chignik-Ofognia Kodiak. He went baptizing children. This is what she told me, and I wrote it down. And she said her grandmother was Tatiana Nekrasov. I don't know, she didn't know the maiden name. Born in Kodiak, and I don't think that's right, because on the church records I found she was from Tatiana. Let's see, she married Vasily Nekrasov in Kodiak and moved to Katyni and stayed till they died, buried in Katyni. The husband was buried in Katyni and she was buried in Ofognia. He died first. And she said about, let's see, that was the grandmother. It's the father. She said Peter Nomov was, I'm not sure without looking, let's see. Peter Nomov was Paul's father, Paul Nomov's father. She said he was a Russian officer and her great-grandfather. He married Alexandria, or Alice, from Katyni. She was an Aleut or Eskimo. He got her baptized there. He got her baptized here in Kodiak. Then they got married, and he began to teach her to read and write. They settled here in Kodiak, died and buried. After Alaska was bought by America, 7 officers were left behind to watch the gold and fur. He went to Katmai to trade and found the girl he was to marry. It's a little, sounds like it's a little out of order, but that's what I have here. They had 7 boys and 3 girls. The 3 girls were Tatiana Nekrasov, Barbara Bowen, and Katie Grigoryov. The officers never did go back to Russia, but became naturalized U.S. citizens. They wrote to the president. They stayed here until they died and buried in Kodiak in the cemetery. And Mom said that this Russian officer, Peter Nomov, was buried in the same cemetery as Anton was buried in.
Which is where?
It's the American cemetery.
Oh, in Kodiak.
Yeah.
And let's see. Who is this now? He was a fisherman, hunter, trapper, sailor, married and stayed in Katyni in a fog neck. They settled on Chief's Point. Who is that?
That's Chief Point.
Yeah. They settled on Chief's Point Island until they died. Paul Nomov has relatives in California. Jess Blinn's mother is related to Paul Nomov. Mrs. Charlie Anderson is relative to Paul Nomov. He played the piano, fiddle, and guitar. Evdokia Nora Nekrasov, she used to make clothes, mukluks, parkas, skin clothes,
Kamlekas.
It's
Mom
in parentheses.
Had one in her room.
From whale and bear guts, rain clothes, bedarka made from sea lions and seal skins. She and Paul both were mining for gold, $12 on 7 Mile Beach before they died. I think it was $12 a day is what Mom later told me, but this is the stuff that Grandma had told me.
So where is, what's that?
Seven Mile Beach.
That's down
on the side of Kodiak.
Yeah, it's down there in the Akiak Alatak area.
You go down Yuganic. You go down the Yuganic way, and that's the only way I went past there.
Now there was some difference in what Auntie Sarah told me and what Grandma told me. Auntie Sarah, which is Olga's sister, this was July 15th, 1964. She said her mother was Evdokia Nekrasov, Russian and French.
Oh.
That's a you.
Yeah. She was 79 years old when she died. She died about 35 years ago, about in September 19th, 1929. 13 children. Sasha, Mary,
that's
Sarah. Then there was a second Sarah. A little girl with Jenny question mark. Peter, Sophie. Little girl died. Johnny, 2 years old, died. Little girl, Susan, died of the measles. A little boy died. A little girl lived about 1 year. Evdokia. Mike, Daniel, died in a boat drifting. Took her to Carlick and buried her. Died in a boat drifting, found 4 days later. Father was Paul Nomov, born on a food cargo Russian ship from China to Alaska. So it's kind of the same story on that one. He was born on the border of the China Sea. He was 89 when he died. He died quite a while before Mrs. Nomov, about 13 or 14 years before she died. He died from dropsy, and he's buried at Chief's Point. Sarah's grandmother, Tatiana Nekrasov, came to Kodiak from Sitka. See, this is different again. Don't know the maiden name. Her father was Russian and her mother was French. Aunt Sarah was about 12 years old when she died. She was buried in a fog room. Auntie Sarah did not like to be Aleut because I think her husband was
her
kind of...
Her and our grandmother didn't get along.
Yeah, they didn't get along. And I but think her husband was quite prejudiced. But anyway... she said her grandfather was Nekrasov. He came from Russia. He was a Russian officer. See, now this is a little... Yeah, that's the grandfather. He was buried in Kodiak. He died before Sarah was born. He lived at Settlement Point on Katani. Paul Nomov was the Russian second priest in the fog room. Do you want any more of this?
Is it possible that I might get copies of the some of the stuff you have?
I don't know if you can make sense of it, but...
That'd be a good resource, I think.
I talked to Rika Payoman. These are my mother's cousins on the Martin Larson side. I called her before I came out to see what she remembered, because they were all born and raised in the fall bank.
Are they all in Kodiak?
No, they're in Seattle. Yeah. She died. The three live in the same building together.
Oh, okay.
This is Rika Payoman, this is Sonia Norton, and Phoebe Lawhead.
Yeah.
And their sister, and that's Martin Larson and Nadia Chichinov. That's their parents. Anyway,
so Rika Payoman died?
No. Tina. She lived in Las Vegas.
Oh.
She's the oldest. And then it's Rika. This is Rika. We know. And Rika, Sonia, and Phoebe. Okay. I called her up and then I asked her if she knew anything about Katani when she was here, and this is what she remembered. All she could remember is the Nekrasov living in... They were only Nekrasov, she said, living in Katani.
What?
Only Nekrasov, she told me, living in Katani. Oh. That's all she remembered. And they were musical people. You could hear their music for miles. They played for the dances in the Plovnik. There was a man by the name of... I just... wrote it as it sounded, Raspuka Nekrasov, who lived there for a long time, and also a man by the name of Rufufka, whoever he was. And when the Nekrasovs came to Afomnik, they always stayed at the Sundberg house. And Mr. Sundberg was married to one of the sisters, a Nekrasov sister.
I talked to Aunt Laura before I first came over here. That was, 3 years ago, to see what she could tell me about Grandma when she lived over here. And she, you know, she couldn't remember a whole lot, but she remembered some. And what she told me, one of the reasons they moved from Katni was because it was so wet. But she said they always came back every year to garden. And, you know, I'm assuming that's besides the garden that Grandma had in the Fognik, but I'm assuming that's probably where a lot of the potatoes and rutabagas and carrots that she brought in to us, because that had to be awfully big gardens for her to garden for her family and still bring in for us to enjoy. But and
they fish when, some more too.
Yeah, and then when Mom was still alive, and she, I don't know who gave this to her, but it was a copy of Grandma's Native Allotment. No, that's yours.
Yeah, it's my sister.
That Grandma had applied for in, what was it, 71, something like that. And Mom had asked me to pass it on to Grandma's granddaughter, Olga Pestrikoff, that lives in Old Harbor. So I made copies of it because it's the only time that I saw Grandma's write her name, because I was told that Grandma could not read or write English, you know. So I made copies of that application. I think I made a copy for each one of us and then mailed the original to Olga. So, but it's just, you know, it's just priceless to me. But it showed in her application where she was applying for her native allotment, in right in this area where we are now, as well as, where was the other one I said? She was applying for 80 acres in this area and then 80 acres in another area.
Near, I think near, wait a minute. Damp and the glue is sticky.
Did she get the allotment?
No. Her daughter, I don't know.
Oh, you must have. Yeah. A3.
Tootsie, her daughter A2. Tina, there's no one living now. Tina, I think, helped her with that, or one of her kids, maybe Magnus did too. They're all dead.
Is that Salesian? Is that what it's called? Salesian Bay? Anyhow, according to the big geographical maps, it's in the area of where Little Afognik used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then her other application, or her other selection, was here in Katni area. And this was done in 1971, March 20th, 1971. She said, I was born in this area in 1888 and lived here until 1964 and had to move after the earthquake, but she still used the land. And in her application, she said she had she had used the land from 1909 to the present time, which was 71, and it was seasonal use, cultivation of the land. She raised acreage, it says, cultivated was fractional, but she raised potatoes, rutabagas, and carrots for their winter supply, and the animals, cows, pigs, and chickens, and that must have been when she lived in the area. But although Laura did tell me, Aunt Laura did tell me that they did have chickens over here, because they would have to come over, they would have to skip over to feed them. And sometimes the weather was pretty nasty, but they had to come and feed those chickens. And then, use the rest of the land for fishing, hunting, and trapping as well. So.
And I asked Aunt Laura about her grandma, this one. Dunaka? Was it Dunaka?
Dunaka.
Yeah. When she lived over there at Chief's Point, she said she had the nicest little house, lots of flower pots of flowers. And then Uncle Mike said they had raised pigs there, and they butchered pigs and they sold it to the canneries. So he's the only one now, and you got it. And he could tell you a lot of stories if you get him before he dies.
But you know, when I went to visit him last year, he couldn't remember the stuff that he told me when he was living in Kodiak. He remembers a lot about fishing, but it wouldn't hurt, it wouldn't hurt to try and get a hold of him. Oh, no, it's time already.
It's time to
already?
Eat. Grandma, now, when after the earthquake, she went up, she had a mink coat on, and the earthquake was there in Afognik, and she went up the hill with the rest of the people. And she didn't know she had lost her son. He went with a wave, spruce cape. He was set, they called him set. And his boat, his name's Spruce Cape, and the way they got him, they found the boat at Spruce Cape in Kodiak. But anyway, she came down from the mountain, and she says, she had a good sense of humor. She says, "Ay, ay, ay, worse than Halloween. Nuznik's upside down." Her house was floating in the lake. She had her mink coat on and her nice leather
Who
purse.
Who told you that?
She did.
Oh, she told you that?
Yeah, she stayed with me for a while.
You never heard that before?
Huh? Yeah, you said it a little earlier, and I wondered who told you that.
Yeah, and then they went to Anchorage with the rest of the farm people, and then she came over for the funeral. It was sad. It's her last son, living son. They were good to her. They were really good to her children on the way with Louis Larson.
I have some notes here from what Mom told me, if you're interested. Sure.
Okay.
She said that her grandfather on her mother's side was adopted by the Nomoffs. His real name was Niedermalvin. Paul Niedermalvin Nomoff. And it was interesting today because when I was talking with Johnny Pesterkoff, he said the name Paul Niedermalvin Pesterkoff. So he kept that Niedermalvin in there. Anyway, she said that Paul was born at sea on a trading ship on the China Sea. Paul's mother and father lived in Sitka, but they were on a trading ship when he was born at sea.
We always heard that.
Paul's grandparents or parents had a stone house in Los Angeles, California, and that Paul was given to the church by his parents when he was a little boy to serve the Lord. And he used to work with Father Keshavarov as a reader, and he read prayers and he baptized. So that's what Mom told me about him. And then I have a letter here from Aunt Laura that she wrote to Mom.
It's right here.
She wrote, this is quite lengthy. I don't know if you want me to read it or not.
I'd love to get a copy.
Okay. This might be interesting for you. Because,
I haven't seen any of those.
Yeah. It's, it was what Aunt Laura conveyed from the other side, you know, because all we heard was what Mom told us. So it was kind of interesting to read that.
She just passed away.
Yeah,
it was last year. Mm.
There's quite a bit in here about Paul, the one I just told you about, that Mom, Paul Nomoff, she said about Grandpa Deduschka. He was a very educated man and could speak 12 languages and read a lot. He used to read in church and explain what he read so that all could understand. He knew the Bible by heart. If he was adopted, we never knew. He used to say his parents gave him to the church at age 11. He also used to tell of California and how he longed to return. Mama said his relatives were Bowen or Boyer. Seems to me they were ice cutters in Woody Island with the Russians and from Sitka. When I was in Sitka, I looked for those names, but I did not find any. So maybe someday it will all be straightened out. Anyway, there's quite a bit in here from
They have that
Aunt
name
Laura.
In the book. Did you read it in the book? It's written,
I think,
this Baptist. It's from Woody Island.
From Woody Island?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I have the book one. I didn't know the name was connected with the family.
What name?
Bowen.
Yeah, those are the relatives from Andy's side of the family that are related.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that. I knew they're related some way, but I didn't know that was the name. I could say Andy Cross, but
She said, you, Mama had written her, and she said, you asked me several things, and I will try to answer. Mama always told of the Big Katmai eruption in 1912. She and the small children were on the island alone when it came, and they had darkness and ash for 4 days. You may remember, too, it must have been a very frightening experience. She said the cattle were yelling and trying to come in the house. She had sense to cover the well with canvas so that they had water. After the daylight returned, the Pesterkoffs from Muzinki came after her and you all. Stayed there with them, and then they kept their grandchildren and took Mama and her children over to a fog neck to Deduschka and Babushka. She always said your father was in Copper Center working on building the railroad that is over this way. When he returned that fall, he came and he was very upset and mad because the animals were dead and she had left. And the way I always heard, he did not want her back, so he took the two older ones and left the two younger with her. And then later on, he wanted her back and Dedushka would not let her go back. He said she would die like the animals. Then after that bad epidemic, the two children died and they are buried there where the rest of the family is.
That wasn't right.
Huh?
Florence went to a school and cut.
Yes, yeah, see, she didn't have all the facts. She didn't have all the facts. Mary.
She died.
Mary died. She died with her mother. She was the baby.
We have a picture of her in the coffin with her little curl. Her mom had it. Mm. But Lawrence, see, I don't know how old he was when he died.
I have his death certificate, death record from
next to the youngest.
Yeah. I think he was around 12.
See, his mom was the first, and then she had three more with Anton. Yeah.
Well, I know we're keeping you from dinner.
Yeah.
I wanted to just get clear, though, on your parents. Your mother was Laura Larson.
Laura Margaret Larson, yes.
And your father was
Holy Edward Olson.
Oh, okay.